This one halakha from Harambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph. Harambam writes, "Kol Ish Israel Hayav B'Talmud Torah, Ben Ani Ben Ashir. Everybody is Hayav to study Torah, whether his financial status is of a poor man or of a rich man. Ben Shalem Begufo, Ben Baal Yisurim. Even if he suffers affliction. Ben Bahur, Ben Zaken Gadol. An age makes no difference whether he's a young man or whether he's an old man. Afilu Ani HaMechazer LaPetachim. Even if he's a peddler or a collector that he has to go collecting for his means. Afilu Baal Ishau Banim. Or whether he's a family man that has a wife and children. Hayav Likbau Alo Zeman LeTalmud Torah Bayom Ubalayla. Shine Emar Vagit Abo Yomam Valayla. With the sha'at adahak, which means a person's in a situation, difficulty, afilu lo karara kriyat shema sha'arit va'arbit, lo yamush v'picha karinan be. Which means even if he has the minimum, at least kriyat shema in the morning, kriyat shema in the evening, in a crunch, that can count at least for Torah. Umi she'efshar lo l'lmod, mepene, umi she'i efshar lo l'lmod. A person that's unable to learn, mepene she'enu yodeya klal l'lmod, he doesn't know how to learn, he never learned how to learn. Or because of his preoccupation that he has, so he should help financially supporting others that are learning. And this will be considered as if he's learning himself. So the question is on Arambam, when he says he should make a kivi'ut, what does this kivi'ut mean? He should set times in the studying of Torah. So Maran writes in Siman Kuf Nun He, Halakha Aleph. Ahar she yitzeh me bet ha-kineset, yelech le bet ha-midrash. After he finishes praying, he should go to the bet midrash, v'yikba et l'mod. He should set a time to study. V'sarich she'oto et yekavua. That set time that he studies must be, as we said, set, kavua. She'lo ya'avirenu afimu savur leharviya harbe. Which is, even if he stands to make a lot of profit, Halakha says he should not give up his set time for the study of Torah. So the Chida in the Birkei Yosef in Siman Kufnun here has a question. He says, let's say you have a school teacher who every single day goes to the yeshiva and he teaches, let's say he's a rabbi in the school, he teaches Gemara, let's say to the Talmidim. And it's a set time, the class is every morning from 9:30 to 10:30. Is that considered kivi'ut v'itim la Torah? Or let's say a person makes up with somebody to learn. Every morning he learns with a Baala Bayit or something like that. Is that considered, and they have a set time? Or a fellow sitting in the yeshiva in the kolel. He sits every morning from 9:30 in the morning until the end of the day. So the Haidah says a very big Hiddush. He says, Kivi'ut itim la Torah does not apply if you're getting paid for it. He says, Kivi'ut itim is only if it's gratis. And therefore he says, even a dayan that's sitting in Beit Din, if he's getting paid to sit in judgment, you cannot count that as your Kivi'ut itim la Torah. So that means, it comes out according to this, that even the Talmidei Chachamim that are sitting and learning all day long, if they're getting paid something in the kollel, even though it might be minimum wage, but still, they should set a set time besides that they're learning the Shem Shamayim without any remuneration.